The NFL report implying Tom Brady's guilt and the quarterback's defensive, legalistic response has Deflategate morphing into something we could call Bradygate.
Tom Brady is the golden boy to top all golden boys.
Carol Rivers is a professor of journalism at Boston University.
He is handsome. He is a good teammate. He's married to a supermodel. Tom really is not either the seedy, selfie kind of criminal as portrayed by Whitey Bulger, and he's not the Boston Brahmin either. So he's sort of this stranger who has strolled into our midst, and we've just fallen in love with him.
It's that duality of Boston's image that Bradygate seems to exemplify. There's the clean-cut Boston of Harvard, MIT, world-famous hospitals, the marathon, the Freedom Trail. And the gritty Boston of the Irish mob, depicted in films like The Friends of Eddie Coyle and The Departed, in the pre-gentrified neighborhoods of Southie and Charlestown. Until the NFL report, Tom Brady lived in the former. Now Brady has a foot in both worlds. It's an irresistible story, but is it worthy of this much attention?
Let's face it, while Aaron Hernandez murdered somebody, Tom Brady may have squeezed a football or had the ball boys deflated a little bit. So in the annals of scandal, that's pretty low.
Granted, they were two hugely different situations, but were we as concerned about Aaron Hernandez's future or what his crime meant for the team's reputation? Brady's image transcends that of an athlete.
He's a really great representation of honorable masculinity, in particular, honorable white masculinity in a terrain that is dominated by black men as athletes.
Michael Jeffries is a professor of American Studies at Wellesley College. He points out that these stories make headlines and are quickly forgotten. Boston's tenuous faith in its football players aside, Jeffries is hoping the NFL will treat players' behavior as more than a passing, external problem.
This case gets so much attention from the media and from the public. The cases of domestic violence and sexual assault by other players like Hardy, Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, and the way the league has failed to deal with those the way they should have, right? They didn't have a conduct policy in place. They instituted arbitrary penalties. The league kind of uses this new quote-unquote crime as a way to deflect attention from its own failures with respect to far more severe moral violations.
Moral violations that play into the complicated reputation of this sports-crazed city. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.